John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic, and it's that time of the week. Our good friend Chris Mason joins us, driven by Freeland Chevrolet. Chris Mason, also brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. C-Mace, what's going on, my man?
What's up, guys? Just brewing up a fresh pot of coffee as we speak.
C-Mace, nice. I gave the show some homework yesterday in terms of, like, discovering the art of how to best put out a TikTok video. And hopefully here in the next week or two, we're going to be able to get that done. You are a TikTok expert. What would be your advice to our show on how to go about the TikTok epidemic now that we're all stuck in the house?
Well, I don't actually. TikTok is not my. I did one with my daughter, and that's about it.
That makes you an expert.
I use video editing. So I use this app. It's called Splice. And it helps you. You can add, cut up the video easily. You can add pictures, music over top of it, sound effects. It's pretty awesome. Once you get the hang of it, it's pretty easy to make the video. So that's where I make all my my videos from. It's really just takes a few minutes to kind of figure out and how to navigate around. But once you do, it's easy and it's fun and it's helping me kill the time. I'll tell you that much.
So are there more in the works then? We got more to look forward to on the C-Mace production?
I think so. I think I gotta keep her going. I don't know. I'm embarrassing myself a little bit, but I guess I really don't care. So I think I got another TikTok I might do. I'm getting into that. I still don't quite get the hang of that completely, but there'll be some. I just gotta think of exactly what I'm gonna do next, but we'll see.
Well, Chris,
you got any
obviously the press.
I'm open.
Oh well, look, we have to come up with suggestions for ourselves. We got to get involved in the game first. You're already got one foot in the door, so you're ahead of us.
I got you.
Chris, obviously the Predators announced yesterday signing Connor Ingram to a 3-year deal, and you look at the stats he's had in Milwaukee this year. I think he's 21-5-5, .933 save percentage, 1.92 goals against. Had a phenomenal season for the Admirals. What did you make of the signing by the Predators for Connor Ingram, and what that could mean for Ingram in the future here in Nashville?
Well, I think it's obviously a great sign. You look back to when they acquired him in the summer. It was a great trade for the organization in terms of getting young goaltender depth. He was a big prospect in Tampa, and for whatever reason he fell out of favor there, and Nashville jumped at the opportunity, thought, you know, they saw a lot of potential in this kid, and he's had a great season. So, you know, this is, to me, you look at the third year, I believe it's a one-way, you know, and you look at Pekka's age and where he's at in his career, and, you know, it's an opportunity for him, and obviously with the way he's played this year, him and Grosnick have both had great years. So there's definitely opportunity. He was a high draft pick, great prospect, and they were really happy that they were able to get him to kind of restock the shelves in their goaltending depth. So good signing for him. He's, from what I hear from everybody, he's a really good kid, hard worker, and obviously a good goaltender. From what I saw as well in some of the highlights this year and at the development camp and in the preseason, I liked what I saw. So I think I think he's definitely got a future.
So Chris, we at The Athletic, we did, you know, a lot of our hockey writers voted on awards, which, you know, to me, it's like, I was interested to read it. I also, like, I don't want to think about the prospect of, you know, not a resumption at some point, but I don't know if you were able to look at this, but we were talking earlier, a little bit surprising to me anyway, I think to Robbie, you know, Roman Josi was the runaway winner right now in the voting for the Norris over John Carlson. You know, I think you can certainly make a strong case for Roman, but does that surprise you at all? And do you think it's, I guess, that decisive at this point?
Well, honestly, like from looking into the numbers and doing the research that I did, the result doesn't surprise me. What surprises me, and, you know, these awards that are voted on by the media and, you know, the broadcasters do, the Jack Adams, the general manager to the Vezina. I always question how much research and time people will put into making their decision. Let's say someone that's covering the LA Kings, how much research are they going to put into to fall in the New York Islanders? You know, for me, for example, how much am I going to look into Ottawa Senators situation or different teams? So when I try to do my award voting for the Jack Adams, I try to find out as much as I can. I know obviously a lot of the storylines and everything, but I want to make the right choice. So I was really impressed that, you know, that the people, you know, put as much effort into, you know, looking past the point totals, because a lot of times, I mean, you just see players win based on, you know, those basic statistics, wins and losses for a goaltender, maybe save percentage, not the deeper analytical stuff. And I think the more analytics become a part of the game, the more obviously the media has been really on board with supporting those types of things. And I think that, you know, people care about their decision. So I think that people have done a lot of research and just looked past the surface stats of John Carlson having a, you know, an awesome year. He's having a great year. He's having a Norris Trophy caliber year. And I also read the article with Adam Vingan and his counterpart in Washington, and she made some good arguments too that he's having a historic season and all these types of things. But at the end of the day, when you look at the best all-around defenseman, to me, honestly, it's there's no doubt that it's Roman Josi.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason on the line with us. And Chris, we were having a discussion earlier. And look, in sports, we always talk about like the most important position in sports, and the quarterback in football comes up. Obviously in hockey, goaltending comes up. And you look at like the NFL, people draft quarterbacks all the time in the first round, sometimes draft too many quarterbacks in the first round that maybe aren't worthy of first round picks. You look in hockey, and it's not really the same situation. Like, you have your outliers like Marc-Andre Fleury, who's taken, I think, with the first overall pick. But for instance, this last year in the draft, no goalie taken in the first round at all. It wasn't until, I think, the 36th overall pick that a goalie was selected. Why do you think NHL teams view drafting goalies a little bit differently than NFL teams do with quarterbacks, even though I think we would all agree the quarterback is the most important position in the NFL and goaltending is the most important position in the NHL?
Well, to me, I think it's because development. It's just hard. The development takes so much longer for a goaltender, so it's hard to project potential. And a lot of, you know, teams are obviously drafting goalies that, you know, some could come from powerhouse junior teams where they're, you know, getting 19, 20 shots a game. Their numbers are maybe astronomical. There's something there. There's a lot of potential, but you just don't know. Whereas for as defensemen, they're engaged in the play. They're always getting it done. It's easier to project these guys. Goaltenders usually take a lot longer to develop at the pro level, have to play in the minors, get adjusted to the game, and then you never know where the guys are going to fall in, who's going to take the biggest jump. So I think it's much more of a risk to draft a goaltender in the first round, unless you find a guy like Carter Hart, who's one of those guys that's just, you know, that prospect, and you just know he's that good. But there's not many guys like that. So I think in terms of drafting a goalie, you can maybe sit on a goalie, or maybe there's two or three that you feel are kind of the same. And if you get one of those guys, you never know when they're, you know, when their age is, when they're going to develop. That's why with UC Saros, he just impressed me so much, because he came up and played it in the NHL at such a young age. And his demeanor and his mental strength of the game. Obviously, his skills are off the chart. We all know that. But the way that he was able to, you know, recover from a bad game and, you know, just play at such an elite level at such a young age is just, it's incredible. There's hardly any guys that in the history of the game that have done that. So it's just a position that takes a lot longer to develop. So it's more of a risk when you're spending a first-round pick on a goalie opposed to, you know, a forward or a defenseman.
C-Mace, last thing for you here. Obviously, we've all kind of thrown out our theories. If the NHL is able to resume action at some point and pick up the season, how would you best go about doing it? I talked about just kind of heading straight into the playoffs from a time perspective. There's been chatter from the players thrown out there about maybe going as far as August and September with the playoffs and delaying the offseason that way. If the NHL is able to return, and obviously without knowing a specific timetable, it may be harder to answer this question, how would you best go about doing it? Would you just go straight into the playoffs? How would you want to see it done?
Well, that's tough, because this big layoff, it's going to be a big layoff regardless. It already is. I honestly, there's people out there that are a lot smarter than me that are going to figure this out, but it's all going to be based on timing and how much time they feel they have to end this season and then have an off season and then start the next regular season. So I think the farther we go, the more likely it seems they're just gonna start with playoffs. But again, that's a tough pill to swallow for teams that currently aren't in the playoffs. So I'm not exactly sure if they'll have or if they'll do a little play-in with the 7, 8, 9, 10, a couple play-in games around robin or something. I don't know. I mean, they're gonna have to get creative regardless of what happens, but it's gonna be crazy. I think it's more beneficial for the league from a financial standpoint to finish this season, get a Stanley Cup winner, then completely write it off. It's better, and then move next season up a month if you have to or whatever. But it's going to be interesting. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of proposals thrown out there, but it's above my pay grade.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason has been our guest here on Morning Drive. See, Mace, thanks for joining us as always, and stay safe, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you. Right back at you guys. Take care.
Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely. Chris Mason brought to you each and every week by Freeland Chevrolet and Smoky Mountain Tops. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show for today. Also, look ahead at some things going on 102.5 The Game regarding Game 3 of the 2017 Stanley Cup Final. That's next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.